Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Tamika. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hey, ma'am, this is D. Riley. I work at Hagg and Lumber Company, and I'm calling to file in a claim for this week.
Okay, so you want to file a claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have your Social Security number?
Yes, ma'am. 424-02-4266.
Give me one second.
Yes, ma'am.
What it is now? I'm sorry.
Okay, it's 424.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. 424-02-4266. Jerry Riley.
Okay. And your date of birth?
2769.
Okay, and your mother's maiden name?
Ma'am.
Your mother's maiden name?
Lily B. Riley.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
Ma'am, English.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking and savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which one would you prefer?
Ma'am, if you got my checking account, I'd rather go with them kids and show one up.
You said what now? I'm sorry.
Okay. I said, hey, ma'am, you said I can get through a debit card or whatever.
I said, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking and savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card, like the card that they will give you.
I'd rather have a card.
Okay.
Hey, ma'am, you need my address?
Give me one second, sir. I'm going to get to that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you mind providing me the state and your driver license number? The state of your driver license and the number of your driver license?
Okay, yes, ma'am. It's 54-322-58.
54-322-58?
Yes, ma'am.
324. You said 324?
No, ma'am. Yeah, I said 54-322-58.
54-322. I'm sorry, I cannot hear you, sir. It's kind of sound like you're far away from the phone.
Okay. I said 54-322-58.
64?
Yes, ma'am. No, it's 54.
54.
Yes, ma'am. 54-322-58. That's the driving license number.
Okay, 54-322-58.
Yes, ma'am.
And the state?
Alabama.
All right. And your address, do you mind providing me your address for me?
Yes, ma'am. It's 31 Lumber Street, Lumber Street, Monroe, Alabama, 36460.
Hold on just one second, sir.
Yes,
can
ma'am.
You slow down for a minute? Can you provide me that address?
Yes, ma'am. 31 Lumber Street. 31 Lumber Street.
So 31 Lumber Street?
Yes, ma'am. That's it. 31 Lumber Street.
All right. And you said the city and state?
Monroe, Alabama, 36060.
Monroeville, Alabama, 36060.
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. 36460.
Okay.
36460.
36460. All right, and do you mind providing me that telephone number?
Ma'am, it's It's 302-2137.
The area code?
Ma'am.
The area code?
Ma'am. 36460, the area code.
You said 36460?
The error code, ma'am. Oh, the error code, ma'am, is like I said, the error code is 251.
Okay, and the number?
Give me a talk here. Give me a minute. Ma'am, say that again.
Can you provide your telephone number?
Ma'am, 302-2137.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, 302-2137.
25. Oh, my computer.
Yes, ma'am, the error code is 251. Ma'am, I'm still here.
You're fine. This is
ma'am. Okay.
Give me 1 second. So that's
ma'am.
Give me 1 second.
Oh, okay.
251-302.
Oh, you're all right.
You said 251-302?
Yeah, 251-302-2137. That's my mother's number.
Okay. And I have your address. It's 31 Lumber Street, Monroeville, Alabama, 36460.
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
All right. And I'm so sorry about that.
Ma'am, you all right.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1985 Pontiac Grand AM, 1987.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? 45 Evermore, Florida Recovery System, Frisco Man, Joy and Caregivers, or none of the above?
None of the above, ma'am. Not that I know of.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Bessemer, Frisco City, Birmingham, Madison, or none of the above?
You said Frisco City. I used to live in Frisco City, ma'am.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1340 Oxford Avenue, 200 Anna Madison Road, 63 George H. Road, 8848 Golden Pond Lane, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
I have never been associated with none of it.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 23 Green Street, 2705 11th Avenue.
Yeah, I have been associated with that.
All right.
But right now I'm at 31 Lama Street. You know, I got a mailbox.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state with the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And we have to ask these questions for your safety and security reasons.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
All right. Are you filing for DUA?
Ma'am.
Are you filing for DUA?
What is it?
Like, have you been interrupted on a job because of COVID or?
No, ma'am. I ain't been doing no work. Not since we can went down.
Okay. What's your last day of work?
Ma'am, 2nd to 10th, 22.
Okay, so that's February the 10th,
yes,
2022?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solidly on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am. I'm not doing nothing.
All right. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am. Whenever I can get some. I don't know when that's going to be.
All right. And that'll be... Are you available for all shifts in your norm and trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am, whenever I get something.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Oh, I reckon whatever it takes, ma'am. I can keep the gas to get there. About 100, I beg, if I had to.
All right. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
About $10 and some, maybe, or more.
Okay, so that's $10. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
He said sometime, ma'am, in March, about the middle of March or behind, somewhere over in... About the end of March, somewhere along in there.
So, like the 24th?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Are you on temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown?
Yes, ma'am. Temporary layoff because they were baiting the meal.
All right. And what was your job title / description, Mr. Riley?
Ma'am, it was... Stink man driving little lift or whatever.
Forklift?
Yes, ma'am. Little bit old of it.
All right. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Ma'am, I'm looking, but I ain't found nothing yet.
All right. And your last employee was Harry Gain Lumber Co.
Yes, ma'am. Hag and Lumber Company.
I'm sorry.
I said, excuse me, ma'am. Hag and Lumber Company.
Okay. And do you mind providing me that phone number?
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, I'm going to give you my mother number. It's 302-2137. But, ma'am, I can get you another number. It's my sister number.
Mr. Riley, I need the employer number, like the job number.
Ah, the employee number, like the job number. Give me. Okay, I can get it. Is God? Let me think of that number. Oh, shoot. Give me 1 minute.
You fine.
Give me 1 minute, ma'am. I got Hagen. Ma'am, Pastor, it's 575.
The area code.
I already know Monroe, Alabama, but I can give you the job. Now, it's 575-2348 is the number down to Haggis.
What's the area code for the number?
Still 251. It's all right here in Monroe.
251. And what's the number again? I'm sorry.
251-575-2348.
All right. And the city and state is Monroeville, Alabama.
Monroe, Alabama. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, ma'am, I'm making sure, but it's 2648 or either 2348. I ain't got the number in my pocket right now, but it's one of them numbers.
Okay. And what's your start date?
Ma'am.
Your start date of the job? I'm so sorry.
when we get ready to go back?
No, like, what's your start date? Like, the day that you started in the year.
Ma'am, I've been there like 20-something years. I really don't know. I've been there alone.
Okay, but I have to have the start date in order enough to go further with the claim.
Give me a minute. I've been there. Let me see. Let me see the start date. Let me have my paper. I've been there for so long. That number down, Hagin. Hey, ma'am, I'll tell you what, the information you got, give me a minute. Yeah. Hey, ma'am, I reckon I can get this with my client. Can I go and do the rest of mine? I had to call you back and give you the start date, because, I've been there so long, and I forgot what day it is, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, that's fine. Whenever you get all that information, you just give us a call back. And I'm so glad that I was able to experience and
Yes, ma'am. And I tell you what, let me call down there. I'm gonna call them and get my start date and everything, and then I'll call you back.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you, Mr. Riley?
All right. Just hold what you got.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.